A bunch of stupid things happened this week, and not one of them was interesting enough to do an entire video on its own. So here's a quick roundup of the top stupid things that have happened this week. First on the list is this retard who decided to collect her menstrual blood and paint a portrait with it. But not only that, she decided to paint her own face with it. A move that I can tell just by her expression is something she's wondering why she did. But not only that, this is a shit painting. She doesn't go as far as to call herself an artist, which is a good thing. But apparently the concept of this cyclical piece is to literally face the shame women bear when concealing their menstruation. You know what, love? Just go and free bleed everywhere. Just go for it. See how much space you get on the train when you're free bleeding everywhere. You'll probably have the entire carriage to yourself. Honestly, just look at this. Is this not a sign of a woman who is absolutely desperately insecure about her position in the world? Is this not a sign of a woman who has no fucking idea what she's doing with her life? Anita Sarkeesian posted some emails she got on Twitter asking her why she never responded to her criticism. And instead of responding to their criticism, she proceeded to ignore it. Why are you afraid to respond to Thunderfoot? To which she says, it's especially amusing that this misogyny-laced email is unironically signed, see you soon, milady tips fedora. Who gives a fuck? Why don't you respond to Thunderfoot? She responds to more criticism by saying that she gets so many emails like this, she could publish a coffee table book full of them, but she can't reply to a single one, because she's a fucking con artist. Honestly, everyone, stop talking to her. Especially after we've seen the valiant efforts of TAS Kaopathic, who really does try to actually address her in a mature and sensible way. He says, why don't you try explaining why you never address your detractors? Obviously, Bob Chipman, Mangina of the Century, chimes in with, huh, right, because that wouldn't be like trying to explain the fossil record to creationists. Doesn't fucking matter, Bob. We're not talking about that, shut your fucking mouth. He carries on by saying, look, are you going to say that feminism is dogmatic and has no scientific basis, just blind belief? To which the stupidest man on earth replies, it is not her job to educate you, bro. Which, it's so unbelievably stupid given that it is precisely what she got $160,000 to do, you fucking spastic. In other news, Marvel decides to bow to the social justice cowards and their howling, screaming, pitchfork-wielding cyber mobs and recast Thor as a woman. Now, there are a few things I would be pissed off about with this if I gave a fuck about comic books anymore, which I don't. So, the first is, fuck yourselves. Don't give them an inch, because nothing will be good enough and they will take a mile, and it still won't be good enough and they'll want more, and more, and more, and they still won't be happy. Fucking ignore them. You made your money from, frankly, straight white teenage boys. The social justice tards will never, ever give you resources in the same way, and I honestly think these demographics are mutually exclusive. You're not going to get both. You can have one or the other, but you can't have both. And trust me, the second some new fad comes along, these social justice tards will be out the door. Marvel, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Secondly, if I were a woman and I was like, look, you know, I'd like comics, but I'd like comics with women in them. Even though there are comics with women in them, I'd like more, because nothing's ever enough. I wouldn't want you to recast an existing character. That would be insulting. That would be fucking insulting and fucking retarded, because it would mean that I am not good enough to have a new character with an original backstory. It means that I would have to co-opt someone else's character, which is obviously not fair in the slightest, but it's beside the point. You know, Thor isn't a fucking title, it's not an epithet, it's a name. It's a name of an existing character. He doesn't stop being Thor just because he doesn't have the fucking hammer. Anyway, good luck to them. I'm sure it won't be stupid as all shit. And I'm sure that Thor's popularity is just going to go straight through the roof. Sorry, Thorina's popularity. Feminists were obviously up in arms against a website called Women Against Men, pointing out that feminists seem to have decidedly anti-male bias, and they seem to be actually attacking men. Wait, no, that's not what they were against at all. They were actually against a website called Women Against Feminism, which is an organisation that seems to be growing rapidly in popularity. This is probably because feminists have absolutely no sense of self-awareness, no sense of how they come across to other people, and no idea that they are literally attacking men, which is why there is a website called Women Against Men. Our old pal Jessica Valenti strawmans it perfectly by saying, "Punching Gloria Steinem inside the bizarre world of anti-feminist women." How do you make sense of the women who think the Hobby Lobby decision is great, college rape is inflated, and pay gaps don't exist? I suppose you would have to not be insane, Jessica. Because it sounds like these women are looking at the figures and the facts and saying, it's not quite as feminists are misrepresenting it, is it? But you know what, according to Jessica, you just don't let them stop you. Don't let reality get in the way of your delusions. She says that every so often, one woman engages with me on Twitter who is against women's suffrage. That's the perfect opening line. That's right, she believes women shouldn't have the right to vote. That's actually not right, Jessica. That's not right. She's not trying to rescind the right to vote. She is not trying to rescind suffrage. She's saying that you've got it, now you can stop. But she hoped it was a fake account. But no, this anti-suffrage enthusiast, which is like calling, I don't know, someone who's against Barack Obama a racist, runs a blog where she writes about religion alongside recipes. The only thing we have in common is a love of beets. Fucking disgusting. When men are against feminism, it's frustrating, but ultimately predictable. Groups with power have always been loath to give it up. Oh, I'm just thinking about that homeless guy on a bench that I walked past on the way home. His power was unbelievable, and the women who walked past without even giving him any money were just like, oh, look at this guy's privilege. Male privilege all over him. You fucking idiot. But when women come out against gender justice, which I love it. I love that they actually think that they are arguing for justice. It feels worse. No matter how fringe, fringe to be realistic about the figures. The rise of the anti-feminist woman is not just baffling, but a betrayal. Oh my god, I was taking the piss when I was saying things like women who are against feminism are betraying feminism. But these people actually believe it. Obviously, women aren't a monolith. Hang on, fuck yourself, you just said it was a betrayal. If women aren't a monolith, then she's not betraying anything, is she? And neither are the issues that they care about or believe in. But anti-feminist organizing is based on a deep hypocrisy and selfishness. Oh my fucking god. An ideology built to assure conservative women that as long as they are doing just fine, other women will make do. Do I need to point out the hypocrisy of that statement? And they're putting up roadblocks to progress, right in the middle of a renewed feminist awakening, with retrograde sexism that's ultimately not too different to that of their male counterparts. Really? Are they really being sexist? Are they really being sexist when they say, you know what, maybe this is going too far, maybe there aren't as many rapes on college campuses as you're saying, maybe we should pay for our own shit because we do earn our own money, maybe the pay gap is down to, you know, women making their own life choices. But no, you know what, this is retrograde sexism. That's what it is. Last week, for example, the US Supreme Court's Hobby Lobby decision left most women's groups livid, because they're militant, rabid feminists, obviously. Terry O'Neill, president of the National Organization of Women, is a man president of the National Organization for Women. I mean, that just says everything about the laziness of feminism, doesn't it? Called it a shocking disregard for women's health and lives. Oh no, how many women have died because of it? The co-president of the National Women's Law Center, Marcia Greenberger, said the ruling gave companies license to harm female employees in the name of religion. How many female employees have been harmed? How many have died? How many martyrs have been sacrificed for the cause? Is it just me, or are all these women who are against feminism really attractive? I mean, these are the sort of women I would have thought would be concerned with catcalling or harassment. or walking home alone in fear. Not the troglodytes that live on Tumblr. And last but not least, in fact, this is by far the most offensive way of portraying domestic violence I can imagine. I am shocked to the core by this. Bruised and bloodied Disney princesses remind us that domestic violence can happen to anyone, except for men. When did he stop treating you like a princess? Remember that handsome prince from The Little Mermaid who was prepared to, you know, spend his time working with this poor girl who can't speak because there's something about her that he finds so magical? It's ironic that when she got her voice back, he just started beating the crap out of her. What about this heroic Disney prince who decided to fight a dragon for his true love? Yeah, it was inevitable that he was going to start punching her in the eye, in the lip a few times, smacking her around. She probably, you know, refused him sex or something. He is, after all, an entitled man. And an entitled man will beat the crap out of a woman if he thinks he deserves sex. And my personal favourite Disney prince, Aladdin, the lovable street urchin with a heart of gold. When he saw Princess Jasmine, he was like, I'd hit that. And he did, repeatedly, because she couldn't keep her fucking mouth shut. This whole thing is just the worst thing I can imagine. All of the men in these Disney films, these Disney princes, are decent men. So to imply that they will inevitably end up beating their wives that they fought so hard to rescue or to impress or whatever is just, I mean, there's no end to it, is it? There's no end to the demonization. Honestly, at this point, I think this is saying more about the artist than it is about domestic violence.